بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه أما بعد. Respected brothers, elders and friends, we dedicated Thursday to speaking about the virtues of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's because it is heavily encouraged and emphasized in the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to send an abundance of salutations, salawat, or as they say in Urdu, durood, upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the day of Friday. Hence, this is a reminder or a motivation. By speaking about the virtues of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we're motivated to send salutations upon him and understand our right upon him and his right upon us. So today I'm going to briefly highlight the pregnancy of Amina, the mother of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ibn Sa'd makes mention in his Tabaqat that ata anna Abdullah aba Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wasallam ata ala imra'atin min Khath'am. Once Abdullah, the father of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was passing by an area, and there was the tribe of Khath'am, which was situated in that area. And among the tribe, there was a woman. So Abdullah, while on his journey towards Medina, he passed by this woman from Khath'am. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, وَكَانَتْ ذَاتَ جَمَالٍ. She was a beautiful woman. She was a bomb, as the youth would say. She was very beautiful. Some narrations make mention, أَنَّهَا قَتِيلَةُ أُخْتَ وَرَقَةَ بْنِ نَوْفِلٍ. This was Qatila, the sister of Waraqa bin Nawfil, the priest in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who basically initially told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that after the first revelation, that this is Jibreel coming to you and you are a chosen prophet of Allah, etc., etc. This was his sister. So at once, when Qatila saw Abdullah, the father of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she basically extended her own hand out to him in marriage. She said, marry me. So Abdullah, he said, you know, give me a moment, sister, relax. You know, give me a moment. I'm going to Medina for some work. Once I come back from Medina, we'll revisit this matter. So Abdullah, the father of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, went on to complete his journey, and over there he met the mother of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Amina, from the tribe of Banu Zuhra. So he got married to Amina. So on the way back from Medina, of course, polygamy or polygyny or multiple spouses was common in that time. So Abdullah, he sees that woman and he says, yes, you were mentioning. So she said, forget about it. I don't want to marry you anymore. So what did she say? She said that initially, when you passed by me, رَأَيْتُ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْكَ نُورًا سَاطِعًا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. I saw on your forehead a light, a celestial light, very luminous light, and the radiance of that light was going, beaming to the sky. وَرَجَعْتَ وَلَيْسَ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْكَ نُورًا. And you came back from your journey in such a state that nur, that light, is no longer on your head. Now, you can imagine, she was the sister of whom? Waraqa bin Nawfil, a biblical scholar. So, of course, if you analyze the Gospel of Barnabas, it mentions certain qualities of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, the sister of Waraqa bin Nawfil is at times no less than Waraqa bin Nawfil. So, she was learned when it came to the scriptures. She knew certain signs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Among the signs were that there was a nur, as some scholars mentioned, created in the forehead of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And that nur got passed down throughout the lineage of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till it ended up in the lineage of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, from whom comes the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Ismail is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam's great grandfather. Right? So it ended up by Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, and throughout the generations, that nur, that light, ended up in the forehead of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen Amina. Allah had chosen Amina to be the blessed mother of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A simple woman from Medina, right? The mother of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Scholars write, O Amina and O Abdullah, how good fortune you are. You know, how fortunate you are that you are the parents of the final messenger of Allah. So what should we be motivated to do? Send blessings upon that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who came as a light for humanity. And not only that, coupled with sending blessings and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, endeavor to imbibe that character and make it one with your life. Make yourself an embodiment of the compassion, the justice, the kindness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With regards to the salutations that we sent, to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, مَنْ صَلَّى عَلَيَّ وَاحِدَةً صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ بِهَا عَشْرًا. Whoever sends one mercy or one salutation upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy upon that person at a tenfold. And one iota of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is enough for our entrance into Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to send salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.